The InFocus Player Spotlight, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Rashad, what was it like not only to finally get the win, but to do it in dominating fashion on defense?
I mean, it felt really well. I mean, after 9 weeks of going out and playing hard and just coming up short week in and week out, and, you know, it just felt good, a big relief for the entire team and for the defense to come out and play the way that we played and was able to, you know, score a couple points and set up some points. You know, that's what we just try and do, just continue to do our job week in and week out.
Shotgun snap to Stafford, straight drop. Looks over the middle, throws, picked off Johnson at the 50. He's at the 40, cuts left to the 30, to the outside 20, at the 10, at the 5, touchdown! A pick six for Rashad Johnson.
Your interception was such a big play in that game. Can you take me through the play?
Well, it was a third and long. They lined up in, we call a max protect look, where the tight end and the running back are both in the backfield because they were expecting pressure. We're pressure defense. And we actually set back this time and played a zone where we could keep our eyes on the quarterback and just break. And I was able to get a good look at him and a good break on the ball. And he let it go, and I was able to catch it. And I think it was Sam that got a great block to lead me into the end zone. So it was just a tremendous play, a great momentum switch for us going into the half.
And when you came off the field, Ken Wisenhunt was right there to congratulate you. What did he say? What did that mean to you?
He said, you know, just congratulations. I'm very proud of you. You know, you came a long way as a player for us, and I'm excited for you and just happy, you know, for this moment. You know, I just told him I appreciate it, you know, and the opportunity, you know, him giving me to go out and show that, you know, that I had the capability to make plays for this team. And it meant a lot, you know, when your head coach comes over and meets you on the field like that. I mean, it means a lot. It just shows the emotion that we all have as a team together.
You talk about how you've come along as a player. And last year when Kerry Rhodes was injured, you filled in, got some valuable experience. And then this year you can tell you've also progressed. How far have you come?
I mean, I think I've come a long way since I first walked into the building. I mean, I think a lot of it just comes with, you know, more playing time. The more you get to play, the more your confidence builds. And the more plays you make, the more you feel like, you know, they just continue to come to you. So, you know, just with the more time being out there and playing, I've come a long way. And, I think I've still got a long way to go. You know, there's a lot of ball that I feel like I have left in me and a lot of things that I can still learn from Kerry and from A-Dub and that I'm continuing to take from them and just develop my game, you know, as I continue to, you know, to back those guys up right now and to take the role that I have.
Has Adrian kind of been a mentor for you?
He has. Adrian is a big brother to me. I've worked out with him the past two off seasons, and I spent a lot of time with him and got a chance to know him outside of football. And I mean, he's just a tremendous guy, and he's just, you know, just so open with his knowledge that he has for the game and the way that he knows how to read things. It helps me a lot as a player, and I'm really appreciative of it. And I mean, it's great to have a leader like that on defense that gives back to his guys and just tries to see everybody do well, just like he's had a successful career.